I'm with you. I ain't gonna give myself away, but when I come back, I'm gonna be.
I've got to see this horse.
I met a little girl, pretty to be my wife.
Welcome back to Time Roundabout. Now on your dials, you read 10:05 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. The last couple of tracks in the Three Emperors was a slide, electric slide guitar set. The last couple of tracks you heard was In Full Force. That was Coming Around the Mountain by Hound Dog Taylor. And on the more subtler side, I don't know if you could hear it, but he was there in the background. That was Mistaken Life by J.B. Hutto. As we kind of reach, I guess, the top of the program, that is half, more than halfway through, I think, you know, we should dial it back, you know, keep it chill, you know, give a break for the audience as well, such as you, to go grab a drink, you know, relax, you know, just tune out. Because, you know, the blues, listening to it, like, I think, Bruce Igualler of, Alligator Records said it himself perfectly. The blues is a kind of therapeutic treatment when you listen to it. It cleanses your soul, you know, it reaches deep inside of you, pulls all the crap out, you know, and just lays it bare on the table, you know, cleans you up. And, you know, after, you know, taking such a brutal cleaning out, you know, sometimes you just need to stop, take a seat, and, you know, just relax and chill out to the blues. And why, I think I got just a number just to do that. Here's a little bit of a long one, but just bear with me and just chill out and drone out to it. This is Scott Dunbar, recorded in 1968 off of Voices of the Mississippi Delta, that collection I played for you a few episodes back. This is Scott Dunbar playing Jaybird. So hope you dig, hope you chillax, and hope you relax. And go grab yourself a drink or whatever you fancy and just chill out to this tune. Hope you dig.
J-Bird,
I wish I was a J-Bird. I'm gonna get another tune now for that thing.
Yeah, on that beat. That's a J-Bird, I made that, what hey beat. Mom asked you, son, you come to see me? You ain't come to see my daughter, son. I sure didn't come to see her. I sure come to see the daughter. I didn't come to see the barber. And I said, all right, sit down, mama. I wish I was a J-Bird and the hound. How you like that, mama? Patting on mama. How you like that, mama? I build my nest up in some time big hound. Sit down, mama. How about the barber? Oh, she sitting up there with her head down. Now, all right, wake up, mama, wake up. I wish I was a J-Bird and the hound. All right. I'm not talking to you. See, Bob can't hear what I tell her now. But that you told my daughter, son. I'm looking at you. You can't fool this old woman. You told her something. I said, I ain't told her nothing, Mom, but hello. That's all I told her, hello. You told her something else. I said, oh, Mama, be shame. What the hell am I saying? I wish I was a J-Bird and the hound. My mama told me to. Mama went and go to sleep now. She went and go to sleep now. I had a quarter of old moonshine liquor to me by leave. I'm gonna put her to sleep now while I can talk to the daughter. Oh, I reached out here and get this old quarter of liquor now. Help yourself, Mama. Oh, Mama turned up to her mouth. Group, group, group. Oh, I know she'll go to sleep now. All right. I wish I was the deeper than the hound. All right. Pat on the mama, she gone to sleep now. Set up in the mouth wide open. Oh, I got her now. My mama told me I never would die. Oh, mama gone, about to break her neck. Oh, I got the mama. Got that pretty good now. I tell tell something now. How she do? What she doing now? You don't got to get the talk out now. All right. If I was you, mama, I'd surely die. All right, I'll talk to her now. Oh, mama sleep now. Mina, get up and go care where will they put her in the bed. Lay on the bed and put a white sheet around her neck. Mina coming back over here and sit down then. Here we go. I wish I was a neighbor in the talk down. Oh, Baba sleep down. And Baba told me I never die. All right, all right, by the time I got that satisfied, here come the old Papa, dear. Here come the old Papa. Oh, son, 12 o'clock now, time for you to go home now, son. I said, let me look at my watch. Tonight's just a baby. I pulled my watch out. It was 12 o'clock, all right. I wasn't ready to go then, you see. I wasn't quite ready to go then. And I looked at my old papa, it's nice as a baby, yeah. So I've been working hard, and I'm going to take some sleep. One old lady, I said, see, old Yana, I'm going to put her to sleep. You sit out here, old man. I'm going to put you, don't you? I know you're tired. Don't you want you a drink? He rest, yes, indeed, I want me a drink. That'll do me all the good. I said, help yourself. Help yourself. That old man turned that bottle and finished up while his wife left. Group, group, group. That why he sat there. All right. I wish I was a neighbor in the house. All right, he sat there. That why I could hear him snoring from here down to here. Just calling them home. All right. That's the old man. I got him now. Wake up, old man. I got him. All right, need to go and get up, go walk over to the bed, put him in the bed with his wife. Lay him in the bed, flat on his back. Him and his wife, he called the hog, his mama. His wife was over my wide open. I'm like, all right. And I was looking over there. I was looking over there. I mean, I was no day, boy. All right, put her here now. She said here now. She said, yeah, now, let's just laugh. To herself, you know. I said, now, you better get up here at 12 o'clock now. You know, it ain't gonna be long for daylight. And I had two little old fried chicken out in the car. I said, now, I'm hungry now. You go back to the kitchen, cook this chicken. I might still play the guitar. If the old folks wake up, they may wake up. Because they done was talking and play the guitar. All right. And fried them chicken. Oh, they had chicken frying and wake them up. I know they would not wake up. But that moonshot hit them dead to the wood. All right. I look over there at the old man. I stop playing guitar. You know, snow. Uh-oh. I wish I was a neighbor in the house. All right. I look at her now. Just make it come over with the fried chicken now. Because I'm hungry. I ain't never could play now. She brought the fried chicken in there. You know, he had up one left the one for the old folk. I sat there to the table. I ain't never quit playing, eating chicken and playing the guitar. It's like I'm doing now. I bite all she put in my mouth like that. All right. See, she keep a bite. All right. That time comes, but brought home daylight then. And I ain't quit nothing. I better get out of this house. Wake up them old folk. Well, them old T-boy in the car, you go out there and crank them up, they go like a cutout on them. Well, they jacked up on that old T-boy and she went over, brack, brack. And get it running, come on back in the house. And I called the old folks. Y'all wake up, old folks. Daylight, time to go to the field. Oh, son, I'm so glad to see you. And I ain't went nowhere yet. I ain't never left the house. I'm so glad to see you. Come on in. What's your car running out there? Well, it started getting hot, and I wanted to warm up good and let it bile up a little bit. It's getting cranked up to take off, you see. And he come, and he said, well, son, I said, there y'all some fried chicken I brought y'all and all. Yeah, Papa, he brought the chicken, yeah. Let's cook them for y'all. But thank God, let's eat and go to the field. All right, son. Let's go to the field. Well, I got to go home now, Papa, y'all. Oh, I got that old T-Maw, and I cocked them two levers down on back, and she come on to the room with it. Yeah, son, come on to the room. That time I played the fabric. I if I was you, please go home. I wish I was a J-boy then, yeah. That's why I made that note. That's a J-boy now. Yeah, see, I beat that body, cut the mom and them out from here when I tell the daughter. I beat her. Yeah.
Walked all night, you know. I
Welcome back. The time right about now is 10:20 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT-FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled inside of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. The last couple of tracks you just heard in that set was Whole Lot of Drinking on the Block by Left Hand Charlie, followed by Sally Joe by Roscoe Gordon. Carrying on with the tunes, and I hope you forgive the background noise if you can hear it. That's just my family just chilling upstairs. We're going to keep on rolling with the tunes and the tracks. Here's Laverne Baker, and How Can You Leave a Man Like This? Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT-FM.
Traveling horse, and he's too blind. a land him around and round. I said, take him by the reins, and I led him around and round. You know, he's the best in the world, but he's the best there was in the next time. You know, he's a traveling horse, and he don't deny his name. He's a traveling pony, and he don't deny his name. You know, the way he can travel is a low down, oh, dirty shame. Why don't you come up here, pony? Now come on, please let us go. I said, come up, get up now, please, pony, now let us go. Let's we saddle on down on the Gulf of Mexico. You know the horse that I'm riding, he can foxtrot, he can lope and pay. I said, the pony I'm riding, he can foxtrot, he can lope and pay. You know, a horse with him in a gate, you know, I'm bound to win that race. He's a traveling horse, and he don't deny his name. He's a traveling pony, he don't deny his name. You know, the way he can travel is a lowdown, oh, dirty shame.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Time Roundabout Now on your dial. Should be 10:30 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Sorry about that weird mic sound. It was kind of funking out there for a second. Anywho, the last couple of tracks you heard in that set were The Pony Blues by Sunhouse, a cover of Charlie Patton's old number, followed by Automatic, a live recording from 1992, live at King King in L.A., by the Red Devils. Now, those of you are probably not, many of you, or sorry, that is, are not familiar with the Red Devils, and that's quite understandable. In fact, they only have, I think, one live recording, which is literally live at King King in 1992. But check them out. They're pretty cool. They're a really cool blues band. And you've probably also heard them on Mick Jagger's solo record. I think it's called, it's his Wandering Spirit album. That one. They played the backing band for Mick Jagger there. Unfortunately, they don't tour anymore. I think their lead singer has passed on, but they're still a really cool blues band to check out. Anywho, keeping with the tunes, and you know, on the subject of Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones in general, they've released their a re-release of one of their older albums, that is Goathead Soup, and I think from what I've heard, it reached number one on the UK album charts, which is pretty darn impressive for an album. I think that's, what, almost 40 years old, or I think we're past 40 years old, yeah. So that's pretty impressive. In any hoot, we're going to commemorate that in our own way, special way here at Hotel of Blues, where we try to play the obscure blues and play those artists who are underrepresented. So as a result, I'm not going to be playing you any big Rolling Stones blues hits at the moment, but we're going to play you rather a deep cut, and it's not all the Rolling Stones either. And this goes out, like I said in the program beginning of the program, it goes out to everyone, right? We're trying to appeal to every blues aficionado here on this week's edition. So I don't know about you, right? Well, whenever I walk into the studio here at CKUT, or right now at my home, I always bring my guitar with me, you know, because whenever I play a blues song, right, on the radio, I love to just, like, when my mic is turned off, of course, because I'm too shy to play it live, I always play along with my guitar, right? I don't know if you can hear it right here, but it's like, I don't know, you can hear that, I hope. So I play my guitar with me all the time, right? So I just, like, you know, jam out to all the tunes that I play on the air, you know, just to keep practicing, you know. So I don't know about you, but I do that a lot. So if you're a guitar player, I'll give you a few seconds right now just to grab your guitar while I introduce the next number. So go grab your guitar. This is a number I especially picked so you can jam to it and rock out to it and practice your skills and, you know, just have a darn good time, you know, play with the band, as it were. So this number is actually a deep Rolling Stones kind of cut. It was released on Rolling Stones Records. The title of the album is Jammin' with Edward. So it's a result of a few jam sessions between Ry Cooder and some of the Rolling Stones, particularly Bill Wyman, Charlie Watts, and Mick Jagger. So this is the boudoir stomp off of that album. And just so for our guitarists and our musicians, even drummers, yo, if nobody minds you playing the drums at this time of the day or whatever, or you got a harp, you know, pick it on up and join on in, and, you know, and we can have this kind of, like, across the Montreal blues jam right now, right, onto this number. This is the boudoir stomp, and by the way, it's in the key of A. For drummers, that probably won't matter, but for guitarists, that matters a lot, and harpists, that matters a lot. So here it is, the boudoir stomp, here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
quit my job down at the car wash, left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar up under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-haunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck, so I bummed me a ride down to Macon, Georgia, on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started checking out some of them all-night bars, hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. Got the same old story, them all-night peers, there ain't no room around here for a guitar man. But don't need a guitar man, son. So I slipped in hobo jungles, bombed a thousand miles of track, till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama, at a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like with a swinging little guitar man. Show 'em, son. Take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile, or make it on out to the club called Jackson. You've got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor, digging the finest little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. And guess who's leading that five-piece band? Why, wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man.
Welcome back. Oops, sorry about that. Mike was bugging out there for a quick second. Sorry about that. I hope you enjoyed that first number we heard in that set, the Boudoir Stomp, a little, I guess, cross Montreal, I guess, cross wherever you're listening from, blues jam number for you. So I hope all you musicians out there got to rock out blues along and play along, whether you got your harp, your drum kit, your flute even, or your guitar. And I hope you sure didn't piss off your neighbors a bit too much here at the time where it's 10:44 p.m. Once again, you've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. The last couple of tracks you just heard in that set was A Guitar Man by Jerry Reed, followed by Bad Case of the Blues by Linda Martell. Two very much country but blues influenced numbers. Coming up next, like I said, we're going to play a lot of blues for everyone, you know, just so we can hit all the decks, hit all the targets, right? I've got a real raunchy number for you, for those who like more of the kind of the more fun, in a way, kind of comic side of the blues, but also a bit more of the grittier and a little bit more the explicit, shall we say, side of the blues. So I mentioned this artist before, Lucille Bogan, and her very much interesting style of dirty kind of blues. So at this time, I would like to remind all parents that this listening content might not be for all audiences, so listener discretion is advised. There is some explicit content in this next track. So please, parents, I'll give you a few seconds just to usher the little ones out of the room if you don't want them to hear it. If you do, I'm not a parent, so I don't really know if I could judge, but okay, that's your call. Anywho, back to the blues tunes and jams. Here's Lucille Bogan and her track, Shave 'em Dry, which I promised I said I will play a few weeks ago. Hope you dig. You're on 90.3 CKUT FM.
I got nipples on my titties, big as the end of my thumb. I got something between my legs that'll make a dead man come. Oh, daddy. Baby, won't you shave 'em dry?
No, Lord, no.
Want you to grind me, baby. Grind me until I cry. Say I fucked all night and all the night before, baby. And I feel just like I wanna fuck some more. Oh, great God, daddy, grind me, honey, and shave me dry. And when you hear me holler, baby, want you to shave me dry. I got nipples on my titty, big as the end of my thumb. Daddy, you say that's the kind of woman you want, and you can make them come. Oh, daddy, shave me dry. And I give you something, baby, swear it'll make you cry. I'm gonna turn back my mattress and let you oil my springs. I want you to grind me, daddy, till the bell do ring. Oh, daddy, want you to shave them dry. Oh, great God, daddy, if you can't shave them, baby, won't you try? Now, fucking was a thing that would take me to heaven. I'd be fucking in the studio till the clock strike 11. Oh, daddy, daddy, shave 'em dry. I would fuck you, baby. Honey, I'd make you cry. Now your nuts hang down like a damn bell clapper, and your dick stands up like a steeple. Your goddamn asshole stands open like a church door, and the crab walks in like people. Ow! Shit! Ah! Shucks! Woo! Baby won't shave them dry. A big sow get fat from eating corn, and a pig get fat from sucking. When you see this whore fat like I am, great God, I got fat and fuck. Yee! Shave 'em dry.
Ah, brush. Don't brush it.
My back is made of whalebone, and my cock is made of brass. And my fucking is made for working men's $2, red garden round to kiss my ass.
Wow.
Woo, daddy, shave him dry.
Chicken, thought it was a duck. I put him on the table with his legs sticking up. You got to bottle up and go. You got to bottle up and go. Well, you have a pile of women. I sure got to bottle up and go. Well, you may be old, you might be gray. You ain't too old to shift them gear. You got to bottle up and go. You got to bottle up and go. Well, you have a pile of women. Sure got to bottle up and go. Well, you said now, guitar, say it for me. A house full of kids and now, kid, mind, you got to get out of here, woman. You got to get out of here, woman. Well, you have a pile of women, sure got to bundle up and go. Bop, 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 bop.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 10:55 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont-Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I've been your host for the last couple of hours or so. My name is Vishal Ramakrishnan, and I've been playing you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. Please do tune in next week, same time, same place, for more of the awesome content. This week, I tried to give you a little bit of a whole breadth of the blues and all the tunes of and all the kind of things that the blues has to offer. It's not just a standard 1-4-5, folks, as I've hopefully proven to you today, and there's a lot of meaning packed into it. In terms of the last set you just heard, that was a very explicit Shave 'Em Dry, Lucille by Lucille Bogan. I hope no little kiddies were there around to hear it, but anyway, I hope you dig it. After that, we heard Florida by Warren Treaty, and after that, Bottle Up and Go by John Lee Hooker, Number, which he has actually recorded several times in his career, actually, just to give you a few of them. He recorded it back in 1959, his first time as Bundle Up and Go, and after that, he recorded as You Gotta Shake It Up and Go, and later on, Bottle Up and Go on three different kinds of albums, and later on a different cover and a different album as well. So that's not unusual for John Lee Hooker. Just a little bit of blues trivia before we close out with the last set. John Lee Hooker actually recorded under numerous names through his recording career. That's his way as a way of getting around. For example, particularly during that time, during the early part of the 50s and more so towards the 40s, where African-American musicians would often, like I've said numerous times on this program, would get screwed over by their record companies and their agents, giving them $20 for a song and no royalties thereafter. In order to get around that kind of discrimination, John Lee Hooker basically went around to each recording company, right? Sometimes he'd record as John Lee Hooker, sometimes he'd record as under a different name, and sometimes he'd record the same song or just the same song with a different lyric or stuff like that. So folks, check out your record collections. You might have a John Lee Hooker nugget lying under your pillow and you won't even know it. Anywho, to keep the tunes rolling and to play out with the last song of the evening, this is Little Willie John. I'm actually a big contender and actually a one-time rival of James Brown playing Uh-Uh Baby. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Thanks for listening, folks.